WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Sherry Preston.
Today we got close to half of the vote. We still have a ways to go, but we keep moving up.
Nikki Haley following her loss to Donald Trump in the New Hampshire Republican presidential primary. ABC's Melissa Adan is in Manchester.
Former President Trump celebrating his win over Nikki Haley in the first in the nation primary. Claiming Haley is delusional for claiming a victory in New Hampshire. Trump calling Haley an imposter.
Oh, she's doing like a speech like she won. She didn't win, she lost.
Haley's campaign overnight called Trump's victory speech angry, saying it was filled with grievances and offered the American people nothing about his vision.
Haley vowing to stay in the race. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
After discrepancies were found in some of the signatures, a candidate has fallen just short of the required signatures needed to get on the spring ballot for Sauk County Circuit Judge. Attorney Jesse Leixenring, who submitted candidacy for the open Sauk County Circuit Court Judge seat during the spring elections, has fallen 3 signatures short of the required 200 needed to get on the ballot. This after the Wisconsin Elections Commission found various issues with the signatures he submitted, which amounted to more than 200. The commission voted unanimously to deny Leixenring's candidacy after presenting arguments and hearing rebuttal from Leixenring. The discrepancies discovered within the signatures submitted included ones with an unverifiable address and one by a convicted felon. Of the 202 signatures submitted, 5 were deemed invalid by the commission, which filed an official challenge to Leixenring's nomination on January 5th. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
We have some dense fog out there this morning, and we even have a little patchy freezing drizzle in a few spots, so watch for scattered slippery spots. It's going to be one of those cloudy, dreary, foggy days, a little drizzle at times with a high of 35. Tonight, a little more drizzle, maybe some freezing drizzle with a low of 32. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
99.7.
We hope that your morning is going well so far. Halfway through another work week, we just got to wait it out a couple of more days before we can take that big sigh of relief because we've officially made it to the weekend. In the meantime, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. We'll keep the good music going for you to get you going throughout your day. That's what we do. It's how we get ourselves going as well. Here's Robert Palmer on Max FM.
No doubt, you're in deep. Your throat is tight. You can't breathe.
90s, and more.
Max FM.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. You're such a purity.
PYT, there is Pretty Young Thing. Michael Jackson, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
I'm doing great. I can't believe we're halfway through the week already. Wow.
I know. I'm very excited about this. I don't know why. We have nothing special going on this weekend. It's just a normal weekend where we're going to be hanging around. I think Dexter wants to do a little thrifting. He's been really bothering me since right after Christmas to go hit up some thrift stores. So I think with, you know, temperatures almost 40 this weekend, especially on Saturday, we might go do that. I think that's a fun way to spend a Saturday with the kid.
Sure.
I don't know why, but he wants to spend a lot of time with me all of a sudden. It's very strange, just because, only because, you know, he went through this period of time where he was like, don't come in my room, don't look at me, don't talk to me. And now and now every time I try to even leave the house, he's like, where are you going? Can I come with you? I mean, I'm never going to say no, but sometimes, you know, you just want to go quick, do the stuff that you need to do and get home. But he's been with me a whole lot lately, so it's yeah. kind of weird. I don't know how to take it quite yet. You know, and then as a parent, you're a little skeptical, right? Like, why do you actually want to spend time with me right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's exactly how I feel. So far, he hasn't asked for anything but a Jordan Love jersey during the game, even though they lost on Sunday. He was like, I kind of like Jordan Love. I'm like, I know, mm-hmm. he's been a little impressive. Okay. Yeah. And his birthday is coming up on February 19th, so it would be considered a birthday present. He's between that and a Nirvana sweatshirt. He's not really sure which direction he wants to go yet.
Okay.
Yep. Choices yeah. in life,
kind
man.
Of a Sophie's
it's hard.
Choice there, I
That's
guess.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. It's hard to make these life-sacrificing choices every single day when you're only 16 going on 17. My yeah. goodness. Anything new and exciting in your world?
Yeah, it was kind of cool yesterday. Had some musician friends over, and we had a little nice. Bit of a jam session, which was less of a jam session, Maddie, than it was just a bunch of dudes just hanging out, reminiscing about music. But I strummed a few chords, so that was cool. And
well,
they
you can
were,
consider it a jam session
well,
then.
There you go. And mm-hmm. they would let me strum the few chords, and they didn't kick me out of my own house, which was kind of cool. But, you know, it's really cool because you start talking about music, and then, yeah. I mean, we're talking about like the entire gamut of mm-hmm. music, of rock and roll anyway, from
right.
the 60s all the way to current day stuff. And, you know, and then sometimes you're trying to jog the memory, and I actually dug into the cassettes and was digging into the cassettes looking for old tapes of bands. You remember those guys? You remember?
Right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
That's
so,
super fun.
Had some Boomtown Rats out on cassette, and nice. And Enough's Enough. I don't know if you remember those guys at all, but...
Vaguely, yeah, but I do. Yeah. The name is familiar, but... Yeah. Sounds like not a bad way to spend a Tuesday. My goodness.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, it's way better than cleaning the toilets like I did yesterday. So well, I would take jam yeah. sessions over and going through old cassettes over toilet cleaning. Definitely.
Oh, boy. What an exciting way to spend
the
day, huh?
That's how yeah. exciting it gets here mm-hmm. on Goose Poop Pond. You know, there are certain days you can't live in the lap of luxury and have a really exciting life. You just got to do what you got to do. And yesterday was one of those days. There was a whole lot of laundry that needed to be done. Laundry needed to be done because all of her blankets and all of her little bed cushions get washed all the time. And she had a pile of towels because she has to have a towel underneath of her when she kongs. There's too much slurping and stuff that happens during that moment in time. So I had to wash those. And then, of course, the towels for the feedies that we have when we walk in the house, those had to be washed. It was just very, very exciting. There was a lot of cooking that happened yesterday. She had to have some more coconut ball treats that she loves so much. She was completely out, and we can't have that. I mean, she gets a puppy ball before bed every single night, so we cannot be out of puppy balls. So I did that yesterday, and then, of course, it was dinner time for us at some point in time. And I made a couple different batches of pancakes, regular pancakes, because that's what Corey will eat. And now mm-hmm. I have a plethora of those sitting in the refrigerator. Good thing that they warm up well and freeze nicely, too. And then, of course, you got to have the whole wheat pancakes, because that's what Dexter and I will eat, the healthier right. version. And then you got to have a couple different batches of eggs, because they do regular eggs, but I do mostly egg whites with one regular egg in them. So there was just a lot happening yesterday. In my yeah. kitchen. And I walked up there this morning and I looked at it, because by the time we finished everything, it was 8:30 last night, because the Civic Network also aired the State of the State address with Governor Tony Evers. So Corey mm-hmm. was working and eating and bouncing back and forth. So by the time we finished everything up, I looked around my kitchen. I'm like, I just can't tonight. I just want to sit down. Let's watch another episode of White Lotus. Then I went upstairs this morning to get Aspie up to feed her, get my own breakfast, leftover wheat pancakes, by the way, with another chicken sausage, because this is why make that much food when you can't have enough for yourself the next day and have to worry about cooking and all that good stuff. Uh-huh. I looked around my kitchen and I was like, wow, I should have really cleaned up last night better.
But Mr. H made it back from Wausau then yesterday?
He did. He actually left fairly early. His project up there didn't actually take that long, and he knew it wasn't going to. They've just started a couple couple of new shows in the Wausau area on the Civic Network, and they needed some studio cameras for the streaming platforms that they use. So he was literally just installing a couple of cameras in the studio. So that's what he had to do. So it wasn't anything major. However, he did have to go buy a couple of little mini tripods, and he ended up going into one of his least favorite stores to purchase the tripods. Name shall be remain nameless here this morning. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of the day, they had one checkout open, and he stood in line for 29 and a half minutes because my husband did time it. And he's like, there's one person here. There's one. And he said, it's not this person's fault. Nobody else is apparently around to open up another register. 29 and a half minutes. I said, see, this is why self-checkouts sometimes come in handy. You have two tripods. You gotta whip those babies out and gotten out the door.
That's true, but I've been reading stories about how people are a little fed up with the self-checkouts, and I don't understand why it's just one person that they have working. I mean, come on.
It doesn't make any sense
these days.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense when you walk into some of these stores, and I get it. Maybe there was an influx of people. It might not be a normally busy time of day, but isn't there somebody else in the store, though, that can then run a cash register to help get people through the line a little quicker? I mean, and this was the one line. So if you had a return, which is what probably took so long because he was so far back, he's like, I couldn't see what was happening at the front of it. He's like, I believe there were a couple returns, too, and they didn't have a separate line for that. They didn't have anybody else who could open another cash register. So 29 and a half minutes. He's like, that's what I got to see of Wausau today. Not exactly the best day on earth for him, but he made it. He made it home. And we didn't have to contend with a whole lot of freezing drizzle or rain or anything yesterday. Yeah. So I was kind of okay with that.
Kind of dodged that one, huh?
We did. Yeah. We did. It's a little foggy out here this morning on Goose Poop Pond. I was listening to Sean Cable's forecast a little bit ago, and we'll get into it here in just a moment. But fog's going to kind of be the theme of today. Very dreary and some freezing drizzle mixed in because those temperatures going to be just right above the freezing mark. So we're going to have to deal with some maybe slippery conditions in some places today. So please, as you're on your way to work and school this morning, please take it easy. We would implore you to maybe slow down and give yourself just an extra few minutes because I know everything's probably okay, but you never know when you're going to hit those glare ice spots
it
or some of those black.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. That's why I hate driving this time of year because everything looks great. And then you're like, whoa, what just happened here? You know, sliding. Especially on a day like today. So please be careful out there. Now, I want to change gears completely here for a second and talk a little bit about Oreo cookies. Because, you know, there's so many types
of
Oreos.
Oreo. Okay.
I know, right? Who doesn't love a good Oreo? There's so many types out there that they have their own section in the grocery store. Literally, they do. They have like their entire one little section of the grocery store of all the different flavors. And that's kind of just the tip of the iceberg of what you can buy. And so because there's so many types of Oreos, a lot of people have just stopped caring all together. I still miss the vanilla ones with the chocolate middles, though. Those were amazing.
The classics.
They were also Dexter's favorite, and you can't buy those anymore. And I read somewhere a couple of years ago, it's simply because when they make the Oreos, they can put in different flavors to make the outside crunchy part, but the machine to make the inside only basically has one mechanism that you can use, and it happens to be the white filling, which is why they pretty much use that, or that is a base for everything, which really sucks because how do we like crowdfund to get them another machine so that they can do the chocolate centers again, because I loved those. They were amazing. Anyway, this one gets us, though, a little bit with the Oreo stuff. Something called Space Dunk Oreos is going to hit the stores next week. Instead of the normal white filling, they've got two pink and blue layers along with popping candy mixed in. Now, they're going to hit the grocery store shelves on Monday. You can actually order them right now through the Oreos website if you absolutely can't wait for your Oreos to explode in your mouth. Now, the cookie itself, there's going to be a real reason that we're talking about this if they're also doing some sort of sweepstakes where the grand prize winner gets to go to the edge of space. You don't need to buy the cookies in order to make that happen, by the way. All you have to do is go to liftoff.oreo.com. So they're making like this a huge grand promotion where they're going to launch these space Oreos and then actually launch us into space all at the same time.
Wow.
This is kind of a big deal, right? Like it's a pretty big deal. Not that it, I mean, Jeff Bezos has taken people to the edge of space multiple times. That's the one thing I don't understand about that whole thing. When Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos launch something into space, essentially all you're doing is going out of the atmosphere and right back down. I mean, I get it's technically space, but are you really doing any sort of space exploration like they claim they are? I mean, you're literally going to the edge and right back into the atmosphere. It's not, I mean, it's awesome, kind of, until you really look at
deep space exploration.
We're not doing what NASA's doing here. Until you can actually do that, I mean, don't come at me and tell me you're doing space exploration.
Not the final frontier.
Right? You're literally going to the edge of the Earth and back. That's what you're doing, which is cool. Don't get me wrong. But at the same time, NASA's doing like the hard work and the heavy lifting on that. Anyway, one person will get a seat on a space perspective flight tentatively scheduled for sometime next year. Now, that's the company that takes you up about 100,000 feet in what's basically a giant hot air balloon. So you'll have a great view, but the lame part is you don't get to experience any sort of weightlessness. There is a fun wrinkle in this whole Oreo space cookie going to space in a hot air balloon thing, though, which it's starting to sound kind of weird. We skimmed the terms and conditions, and you don't have to go to space. You can choose to skip it and take the $125,000 instead, which is essentially what this hot air balloon space trip is worth. So, I mean, then the question becomes, what do you choose? Do you take the cash?
What would you choose?
The money? I mean, seriously, you're taking me up in a hot air balloon and then you're going to set me back. First of all, I'm scared of heights. So that's not going to work at all. That's not going to work if you're sending me up in a hot air balloon. But if I'm not actually going to space and I have the choice, then why would you not take the money? I get there's taxes and stuff, but that's still better than, you know, a trip in a hot air balloon to basically the outer ring of the Earth and then coming right back down. I mean, I don't know.
It still kind of defeats the purpose of the promotion itself.
I know. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, I would take the
Oreo.
Money too.
Right? Yeah. Right? It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, you can buy your liftoff Oreos, I guess, if that's what you're so inclined to do, and then apply to be into this contest and go to space or not go to space, take your money. I don't know. It feels very haphazard. It's kind of a cool idea, and I get it's a good idea to launch a cookie. I don't know. As I start reading it, though, I'm kind of like, kind of feels a little haphazard. There's a lot of things that could happen here, but another Oreo for you to enjoy on your store shelves. You didn't have enough choices already. Now, when it comes to Oreos, though, I do have to ask, do you have a staple? Because, I mean, I know people have their favorite Oreo. I have a friend who absolutely will not buy anything but the red velvet Oreos. I mean, she will be distraught and beside herself if she cannot get her red velvet Oreos.
Okay.
Her kids, on the other hand, think they're disgusting, and they love just the original Oreos.
Yeah, that's me.
When you start getting into things like the double stuff, then that's a little bit too much cream that you have to contend with. It's harder to soak up the milk in that much cream. Mm-hmm. Then when you start adding the flavor, sometimes they get a little overly sweet. They're good. I mean, I'm not going to, if you hand me an Oreo with the
you're
carrot
not gonna
cake.
You're not going to turn it down.
Right, with the carrot cake center. I'm not saying no if that's what my option is. However, I mean, if I do have the option, I'm going to go with the original, I think. So there you go, people. Buy your liftoff Oreos and win a trip into space, I guess, and have pop rockets explode in your mouth with the pink and the blue frosting. See, now we might be just getting a little weird and wacky at this point.
Well, with all the classics, they always have to, I don't know, put a new spin on it. And sometimes it's unnecessary.
M&M's when they started putting out, like, you know, peanut butter M&M's and stuff.
It didn't work. And I mean, M&M's themselves, I mean, they're all the same. You don't need the colors.
Right.
They all taste the same.
I know. I love it when people say, I like the green ones best. What do you mean you like the green ones best? They taste exactly like every other one in the bag. They're chocolate covered in a hard chocolate shell. That's all that they are. But, you know, you do you. We aren't going to judge at all. You love your green M&M's.
I mean, whatever works best for you.
Max, when he was little, his favorite color was blue, so he knew that they didn't taste differently than any of the other M&Ms, but he did always save his blue ones for the very end, because, you know, they were his favorite color and all of that. And one day we were having that discussion, and I said, he was about 5, and I said, do they taste any different than the other M&Ms? Because I didn't know exactly what he was going to say. You know, he's got this little pile of blue M&Ms over to the side, and he looks at me like I'm the stupidest person on the face of the earth, and he goes, no M&M tastes different different than the other M&M. They're all just chocolate candies. These just happen to be my favorite colors, and so I am saving them for the end. Taste different. And then he walks off with his little M&M bag mumbling under his breath like I'm the stupidest human being to ever walk on the face of the earth. Kids, you gotta love them. I'm pretty sure he probably would say the same thing to me now, so it's not any different 15 years later.
Unless, of course, he was positioning himself to get a new sweatshirt or jersey.
This is
then
true.
He probably would.
Yeah, this is very, very true. We've got to take a look at the forecast right now. It's always when they want something, they come back.
Right?
That's how it
manipulation.
Works. Mm-hmm. Yes. Fog this morning. In fact, dense in some places. That could also contain some freezing drizzle. So as we were talking a little earlier, please be careful on those roads because there could be some slick spots this morning. Otherwise, it's just going to be dreary today. Cloudy, foggy, the drizzle's going to continue. 35 for a high. More drizzle with freezing drizzle tonight down to 32. I'm not sure I've ever said drizzle this much in a forecast in my entire life. And then cloudy with some scattered showers tomorrow, a high near 37. Right now, it's 31.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
The deli at Pierce's Express Market in Baraboo always has something fresh and ready for you when you are. This is Craig. This week, Kretschmar chicken off the bone is $8.49 per pound. Sliced white American cheese is only $6.99 per pound. And Kretschmar garlic herb chicken breast is $8.49 per pound. Also find Mrs. Jerry's cheddar broccoli pasta salad for $4.99 per pound. 16-ounce Panera soups at $6.99. Plus hot and ready chicken tenders at $6.99 for a pound. Pierce's Express Market, family owned since 1924.
Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook posts for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo. 99.7
7:31 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope your Wednesday is off to a great start. We're halfway through another work week. That's it. Just a couple more days before we can celebrate a weekend. Here's the Cars on Max FM.
Shake it up. 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 Shake it up.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:34 right now. And Finn, I'm starting to have a stark realization that I'm getting really, really old because I need to have my eyes tested. And I have my eyes tested basically every year and have for a really long time. And my prescription has not, for my glasses, has not changed. Well, now I think I'm going to need some sort of progressive lens or something because the other day I actually caught myself like lifting them up so that I could actually see the tiny print better. And then all of a sudden it became clearer. And Corey caught me and he's like, you need to go have your eyes tested. I said, you can't talk. Because you do too. I said, maybe that's what we should do for Valentine's Day, his and her eye appointments, so and we can get our bifocals together. But no, I it was a stark realization when he caught me and I caught myself kind of at the same time doing it. I was like, this is not good. It's progressively getting worse too, so I'm gonna need to get in sooner than later, unfortunately. But yeah, you kind of realize you're getting old when you do that whole lift the glasses so that you can see the fine print at the bottom of the page kind of thing. Not a good moment.
I actually did that earlier this morning because I was checking out the full list of Oscar nominees.
Yes.
Because I know we talked about it yesterday and I had to kind of lift my glasses a little bit to see the fine print a little bit better because, let me ask you this, because generally speaking, we talked about it yesterday and I thought that we have a lot of good nominees in the race, but there's always people, actors, directors, you know, whatever,
right,
that are snubbed, okay?
Yes.
And I know that Margot Robbie was, and the Greta Gerwig were both snubbed, okay?
Right.
But also, so The Holdovers was nominated for Best Picture.
Right.
Okay. However, Alexander Payne was not nominated for Best Director. So what did the movie direct itself then? Or
right?
I mean, it was directed.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting how they can do that and how they can leave blatantly somebody out of one category when the movie has been nominated in other categories. It's very strange to me how that works. And Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig, I've seen Barbie now. I've watched it on streaming. I enjoyed it. It was a good movie. Would it be anywhere in the Oscar considerations? No, I wouldn't put it there. Not saying I didn't like it. Totally understand why it made over $1 billion at the box office.
Sure.
It's fun. It's kitschy. It's got a good message for especially all young people in the world.
Uh-huh.
And older ones, too, if you watch it. I thought Ryan Gosling was great in it, and I loved the cast. I thought it was a really fun, young, exuberant cast.
Sure.
But I can also see why it wouldn't be up for, why Greta Gerwig wouldn't be up for Best Director. And I can also potentially see, even though Ryan Gosling was nominated for Best Actor, why maybe Margot Robbie was not nominated for Best Actress. I don't know. I mean, I think it's an interesting phenomenon. And now people are screaming from the rooftops that the old patriarchy's in charge of the Oscars because Margot Robbie didn't get nominated and Greta Gerwig didn't get nominated. Well, okay, hello. We've been fighting the patriarchy of these things for a really long time.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't come as a surprise. But I do think it's interesting how they pick and choose who's up for these awards.
Uh-huh.
Is there a process? Is it just a vote by board members? I don't even know how they'd go about doing these things. So
and
I couldn't even tell you.
They just like to make some kind of statement.
This is true.
And obviously, this was not the statement this year that they wanted to make.
I mean,
and the other thing is, too, because Chris and I watched the May-December movie.
Sure.
And neither Natalie Portman or Julianne Moore were nominated. Okay. I would also say for that movie that they shouldn't have been nominated.
Right.
And I love both. I love Natalie Portman. I love Julianne Moore. But were the performances Oscar worthy?
Right.
I wouldn't say they were. You know,
I mean, that's what I have to look at.
Movie.
I actually thought Ryan Gosling stretched himself in the Barbie movie. If you really want to compare, you know, like why he was up for an award versus why Margot Robbie wasn't. I thought he actually stretched himself as far as what I know of Ryan Gosling more than I'd ever really seen him stretch himself. And honestly, I'd never heard him say so many words in a movie before. So I was actually stunned. He does have a voice. Because Ryan Gosling's one of those guys, he gets cast in these roles. And Dexter and I have had this conversation before where he literally says like 100 words. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. And obviously in the Barbie movie, he had to say a lot more than his standard 100 to 200 words. And I'm joking, of course, but it does seem like he's cast a lot where he doesn't speak very much. And so I thought he actually stretched himself in this role way more than Margot Robbie did. I thought she was brilliant. Don't get me wrong. I did.
And I love her. She's great. But
yeah, I thought she did an amazing job. She immersed herself in this Barbie culture for the role, for the rollout of the film, for people who wanted to go see it. I mean, she just immersed herself, and I thought she did an amazing job. But did she stretch herself as far as an actress? I would argue no. I would argue that she did not stretch herself that much. And I've actually seen her in roles where I have seen her go above and beyond based on what her capabilities are versus Barbie, if that makes sense. You know, I thought she was great, though. Don't get me wrong. And I did enjoy it. I loved watching it. I'm glad I did, because several people told me that I should. And I was kind of like, oh, do I have to? But I'm glad I sat down and actually watched it. It was long, though. It was longer than I thought it was going to be. And for some reason, I don't do well with long movies.
Well, other than Oppenheimer, right? Because Oppenheimer was long.
Oppenheimer was really long, but I didn't. That was one of those movies, and maybe I'm a little biased here. Oppenheimer was one of those movies that, as I was sitting there, I didn't feel like I had actually sat there for as long as I had. But I loved Oppenheimer, so that might have been the difference as well. I thought that Cillian Murphy definitely should be up for. As soon as I saw the movie, I was like, oh, he should definitely be nominated for some sort of award for his performance as Oppenheimer. So I don't know. It's an interesting phenomenon, and now we're going to hear about how the Oscars are unfair, and every single year there's some sort of conundrum, whether it's towards the females, whether it's towards people of color who are being nominated or not nominated, as usually the case is. And we hear that in the music industry all the time. How many of your artists have basically just banned the Grammys and the AMAs because they just don't feel like there's enough people of color being represented? And it's probably very fair, and it's probably a very true point, but it's interesting, and I think people just sometimes need a reason to be upset, too. Does that make sense? I mean, I do believe that there are some people in the music industry especially who haven't been given credit where credit is due, or definitely not enough, and I definitely believe that. But sometimes there are certain artists who really just want to go out of their way to be heard, and sometimes that feels like what some of the angst is as well. Does that make sense? Not that it's not warranted, but sometimes they just want to be the most vocal out of everybody.
Well, I mean, it totally makes sense. And I don't mean to be offensive, but it can't be about that statement.
Right.
It can't be, if it's about the best in film, then you can't just throw a nomination out there just because, oh, we want to serve this category of people now.
That feels more insincere, like you're just checking a box and actually honoring people for their work. Do you know what I'm saying? Like it feels very insincere when they start just checking boxes as well.
Right.
And I feel like if you're talking things like the Oscars or even the Grammy Awards, you can't just check boxes. You really need to give credit where credit is due to the people who put themselves out there and put forward their absolute best when they were either in a role or making this particular album or this particular song or whatever it may be. But there'll be angst now for quite a few weeks because of these nominations. But I thought it was a fair list. The holdovers, I agree. I haven't seen the movie. I've not just from you, but from other people who have seen it, say it's absolutely incredible. And because it's on streaming now, I do want to check that out this weekend. We're immersed in White Lotus right now.
Sure.
As far as a series.
Check that out. I will get around to that. And the thing I'll say about the holdovers is it is a smaller movie.
Sure.
It's a charming movie. And it reminds me of movies. I mean, you look at the movie and you could have been walking into a theater in the 1970s if you had not known who Paul Giamatti was. you could go into a theater in the 1970s and they could be showing The Holdovers, and I mean, you wouldn't bat an eyelash. It looks like a movie that was from the 1970s. It's wonderful, really, you know. But it is not. It is not as big or as epic as something like Oppenheimer.
Right.
You know, so I'm assuming that it will not win Best Picture. I would be very surprised if it won Best Picture.
I'm excited to see it just based off of your recommendations and other people that I know who have seen it who say you absolutely have to watch this. So I'm definitely excited to sit down and watch that one. I feel like where we're at in this stage of especially the movie industry, because I feel like the music industry right now is a little lost. It's a whole, I mean, there's just there's a whole bunch of stuff that's happening in the music industry as far as the different genres and people who are doing a lot of crossover stuff, and I feel like it's kind of an eclectic mess right now as far as how music goes. Not to say that I won't watch the AMAs and the Grammys, because I do actually try to watch those closely, because, you know, get some really good performances out of the deal as well. But at the same time, in the movie industry, I feel like we're at this point where we're doing a whole lot of historical reenactments and dramatizations, but then at the same time you are getting movies just like you're describing with The Holdover that just kind of sneak in there and do have that charm and are a little bit smaller budget, but they have like this amazing cast, and, you know, and it's just a really great film. So I feel like we're at this like stage where we have these huge blockbusters. Remember like Napoleon that came out a few weeks ago, and then you have something like The Holdovers, which people love and is sweet and it is charming, and it was a smaller budget film. And I feel like there's just polar opposites right now as far as everything in the entertainment industry. People are either big and over the top, or it's like, oh, the indie label, or small movies, or thing. It's very weird right now.
At least we're getting a bigger menu to choose from.
This
you
is
know?
True.
I mean, at least it was nice to see with The Holdovers, it was nice to see a movie that didn't have to rely on car crashes or explosions or superheroes or, you know, anything like that. It was just nice to see a small
or lots of CGI and stuff to make it happen. Yeah,
exactly.
No, I totally agree.
But then on the flip side, we went a few weeks later to go see Godzilla Minus One and had a blast. I mean, it was just, you know, I mean, I like both types of movies, but it's nice to have a variety.
To bring yourself down a little bit too, right? Because, I mean, some of those big blockbusters can be really like heart-inducing and like heart-pumping and all of that kind of stuff. So sometimes it's nice to just kind of bring yourself down a little bit and be able to just sit back and really enjoy something and be immersed in a storyline versus everything that's happening on the screen. Because sometimes there's so much action happening on the screen, you know, you feel a little overwhelmed, right? I've actually been to movies like that where there's so much happening and it is so action-packed in a good way. But you feel a little overwhelmed when you walk out. Like, you feel like you just ran 5 miles because there was just a lot going on. And then it's kind of fun, though, to sit back sometimes and relax with something that's just a little calmer, where you can just really get into it and the characters, and you see more of a character development and all of that kind of stuff.
Exactly. So, and I noticed that in February, the Al Ringling is going to be showing some classic movies. And one of the movies they're going to be showing is When Harry Met Sally.
That's a great movie.
There you go. I mean,
I love that
smaller
movie. Classic. Still a classic after all these years. Who doesn't love Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal on my screen? Now, I know we're running a little over here this morning, but speaking of the wild and wacky of the world, you know, we're about a week away from Groundhog, and it turns out that PETA, the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, speaking of something that's a little controversial that gets feathers ruffled a little bit, they're already raising a stink about us using real groundhogs to predict the weather. So they are, again, calling for Punxsutawney Phil to be retired, and we know in Baraboo we've had our fair share of PETA incidents in town. Well, now they're offering to replace him with a giant gold coin, which would be flipped, with one side calling for 6 more weeks of winter and an early spring on the other side. Now, we don't really know if this coin actually exists yet, but in one PETA image, it looks bigger than Phil, so maybe a couple feet in diameter. Oh, so why a coin? is the next question, right? Well, Punxsutawney Phil has been making predictions since 1886, and he's only been right about 39% of the time. Yeah. So PETA argues that they'd be better off with a coin. Now, that said, the Groundhog Club claims Phil is just never wrong. They say it's their fault for misinterpreting his language, which is groundhog ease. PETA says that groundhogs can't make heads or tails of the weather forecast and shouldn't be jostled around by large numbers of a different species and thrust in front of noisy crowds for a photo op. Now, we'd also need a new name. This is where it gets really stupid. I mean, if you weren't already thinking it was stupid enough before, the whole thing is dumb. From Punxsutawney Phil, and now we've got a gold coin into the mix. But this
wouldn't
is where,
the coin be just as accurate as Phil?
Yes, it would be. I'm sure in probability, somebody who's way better in math could probably figure that out for me. But this is where it gets a little off the rails because, you know, we would need a new name then for Groundhog Day. And PETA suggests something like weather. W-E-A-T-H-E-R, there'll be more winter day. That's what they suggest that we should call the new coin flip. Whether there'll be more winter day. That is not going to roll off the tongue, and that is not going to be easy for people to remember. Just saying. Yeah. Now, of course, the day is called Groundhog Day, and the groundhog is central to it, so it's probably not going to change anytime soon. Now, I will give PETA a point on this, though, because, I mean, they are actually a little correct. Obviously, they're doing this to drum up publicity for themselves, which is essentially what they normally do, but each Phil is kept in confinement in a library all year and then used as a prop and paraded around every year as well. So, I mean, you know, there's a little truth to what they speak as far as Phil, but I've never seen a groundhog who's treated badly by the cities that they represent either. In fact, those are probably the most beloved groundhogs in all of the earth. So it's interesting, but you know, we were talking about the weird of the world and there you go. Whether there'll be more winter day. Anytime you're dealing with PETA organizations, I get it. I appreciate their efforts for the animals, too. I appreciate their efforts. Sometimes, though, it gets a little extreme.
It gets a little radical.
Yeah. It's a little radical and a little extreme, and I get it. They feel like they've got to get their point across. But I do appreciate why they're trying to do it. I mean, we see far too many animals in instances where that they shouldn't be in, abuse situations, where they're used for research, all of that kind of stuff. And I totally, totally support the reason why they're doing it, because it's awful treatment of animals. But at the same time, sometimes it gets a little weird and wacky, like a giant gold coin.
But at the same time, why can't we just let Phil sleep in?
He's never right anyway. And then you have the one in Sun Prairie a few years ago that bit the mayor. It was a whole thing. It made national press. I mean, it was a big deal, right?
Maddie, if you were crashed out and you were sleeping in a hole in the ground, okay, and some dude just grabbed you and pulled you out,
I'd probably bite your hand too. I mean, honestly, I mean, you kind of deserve to be bit at that point. Then you stuff a camera in the little groundhog's face, you probably deserve to have your hand bitten off. I mean, let's be honest about it. A gold coin would never do that to you, though. A gold coin wouldn't do that. You got to wonder how much this gold coin is going to weigh, though, if it's got a 2-foot diameter. I mean, who's going to flip that thing? Who are we going to get? The Rock or something? I mean, John Cena coming in to flip your coin? Sure. I'm not sure what's happening here. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like the fog's going to stick around today, the freezing drizzle as well. Just really a dreary, cloudy kind of day. Temperature's going to stay in the mid-30s, though. We'll tell you more about your forecast in just a moment. Mike Ganger will also have a look at local sports here on Max FM.
Morning, welcome to Gambler's Real Estate and Auction Report. Tomorrow, on Thursday, we have our January farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction features a bulldozer, mini excavators, skid steer attachments, vehicles, and much more. There is a preview at the auction facility today from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Several auctions next week, including a local estate toy auction on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we have a real estate auction, 6.12 acre lot near near Muscadet. Very nice rural lot. You can view more details on that at gavinbros.com. And then on Thursday, the former Loganville Elementary School selling the personal property out of that school, featuring kitchen items, tables, office supplies, office furniture, and much more. That catalog is also posted at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long. Ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer. We'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Last night, the Baraboo Thunderbird boys basketball team earned the 66-42 win over Mauston. Also from last evening, Reedsburg falls to La Crosse Logan at home. 66-56 the final there. Lake County Lutheran topped Edgewood 74-72 and Monroe's 58-49 winners over McFarland. Girls hoops last night, Mount Horeb comes to Baraboo and leaves with a 65-24 win over the T-Birds. Edgewood crushes Portage 78-14 the final there. McFarland victorious yesterday as well, 62-52 over the Sauk Prairie Eagles. And Reedsburg loses to Stoughton on the road, 72-69, the final in that matchup. Boys hockey yesterday, Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells 3-1 winners over Stoughton. Girls hockey, Badger Lightning 3-0 winners over Sun Prairie. Typical quiet Wednesday, and then things get going again tomorrow. The Milwaukee Bucks are making a change at head coach. The team announced the firing of Adrian Griffin yesterday. Despite the team having the second best record in the Eastern Conference and coming off two straight victories, the expectations are extremely high for the team, given the fact that they went out and got Damian Lillard this offseason, just 43 games into Griffin's head coaching career. Sources say they want to bring in a veteran coach who gives them a better chance to compete for a championship right now. And according to the ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski, they already have their sights set on Doc Rivers. The 25-year coaching veteran won a championship with Boston back in 2008, and they believe he is the top candidate available to coach the team. Reportedly, Doc Rivers and the Bucks are currently in talks for that coaching job. Rivers was an All-American at Marquette. Joe Prunty will take over as the interim head coach, same role he served when Jason Kidd was let go by the team. He'll be the official coach tonight when the squad is at home hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. 7 o'clock is the tip-off for that game. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some dense fog out there this morning, and we even have a little patchy freezing drizzle in a few spots, so watch for scattered slippery spots. It's going to be one of those cloudy, dreary, foggy days, a little drizzle at times with a high of 35. Tonight, a little more drizzle, maybe some freezing drizzle with a low of 32. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered showers with a high of 37. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
99.7.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet, you know you could have been a broom. And baby, it sounds so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to, I can tell you. Looks were made, you know you could have been an hour. The way you stole
school. Well, it could have been anything, but you wanted to, I can take it. The way you do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. You make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby, you're so sweet. You know you could have been some money. Well, you could have been anything that you wanted to. I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Good looks were mandated.